children. How do they separate the two halves of their lives as caregivers on the one hand and murderers on the other? One can only wonder, are they more skilled in the medical duties that they performed than they were in failing to put together a bomb detonator that really worked? When the two Mercedes, packed with explosives, were found in London previous to the Glasgow airport incident, some news reports gratuitously asserted that these events and terrorism in general were to be explained by poverty. This is soft-headed and ignorant nonsense. Islamic jihad is mostly perpetrated, as in the case of the 9/11 terrorists, by Muslims of better than average education and social and financial background. So it is in the case of the two doctors, as it is in the case of bin Laden himself, the scion of a wealthy Saudi family. Terrible poverty exists, to be sure, in the Islamic world. How can it be otherwise when most schools are not devoted to education as we know it, but to rote learning of 7th century religious dogma, and when the half of the population who are women are mostly barred from the workplace altogether, and when the riches from oil are mostly appropriated by princes and other idle ne'er-do-wells? Poor people have enough on their hands just scrabbling for a living. Murderous evil is for those who can afford it. I am Richard Jenks.
2 Minutes with Richard is a production of the ZBS Radio Network. All rights reserved.
MZ here with a heads up about Cocogevity, the most delicious liquid health supplement I have ever tasted. It has a consistency much like Hershey's syrup and is a proprietary blend of exotic ingredients and luscious fruits from around the world. Cocogevity contains cocogen extract, which is used to make high-quality, great-tasting chocolate. Rich, dark chocolate is known to contain many healthful nutrients, including antioxidants and beneficial phytonutrients. Velvety deep chocolate, recognized as the food of the gods, is known to be higher in antioxidant content than any other food and is revered worldwide for its ability to support optimum health and wellness. It has whole fruit pulp and juice extracts of mangosteen, goji, wolfberry, and acai berry, and the taste is fantastic. You get your own Cocogevity, only $39.50 per quart. Call your local Youngevity distributor or call KSCO at 475-1080 to arrange for purchase and pickup.
Opinions expressed in the following live program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Welcome to Radiance and Chocolate on AM 1080 KSCO. If you'd like to participate, our call-in telephone numbers are 831-479-1080, 831-479-1080.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Monday, July 9th, and you're here with us on the Radiance and Chocolate Show. And it's a beautiful day outside. I don't know about you, but I keep hearing about this huge heat wave, but somehow it's not in Santa Cruz. It's actually a little chilly out there.
Nice.
It's 4.5 blocks inland.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, and I, as always, am Sophie Winnick.
And I'm Melissa Stone.
And today's topic is something that we cannot, we're going to be talking over each other because we're so excited
we're
about
We're so
this.
Excited about this topic. The secret is out, everybody. Yes. And the law of attraction is now being known to all. And last week we touched on quantum physics. We learned a little bit from Andrew Mount, and hopefully he's listening today and is going to call in later.
Yay!
And we have an in-studio guest. We're going to do a little roundtable discussion between the three of us and Billy, of course, who has read the book as well a little bit.
Yeah, but and this is...
Most of it, not all of it.
Okay.
But.
This is pretty much going to be a layperson's discussion, like real people.
Real people.
At least I think we all are, but yeah.
But I know I practice the secret, the law of attraction in my life, and it works very well. I know Sophie does.
Yeah, and
as
I've,
well.
I've been involved in studying... this particular kind of spirituality, I'm well acquainted with the Conversations with God books, have been with for many years, and so when The Secret came out, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I know all about this.
Another,
I know all about
just
this.
Just another
yeah, right.
version of the same thing that we already
yes, it's
know.
Like, thank goodness more people are hearing about this,
right?
Because it's true.
And then our in-studio guest today is Judy Serda.
Yes, that's correct.
And I met Judy on MySpace. She's a local actress. She does some commercials, and she's done some movies, right?
Yes, I've done a lot of independent films and industrials, different types of acting projects.
So great. You're a working actress.
Yes.
And you obviously use The Secret in your life.
Oh, yes, I certainly do. It is really wonderful in attracting things to me in my life that I really dream about and focus on the most.
Right. And you took a course.
Yes, I did. I took a 5-week course based on The Secret of Abundance, mm-hmm. taught by a wonderful instructor, and we covered a lot of things from attracting things that we really want in our lives, as well as how to avoid attracting things that we don't want in our lives.
Right. I think it's just about being conscious that you're creating your reality.
Right.
And it's not about blame or this is my fault. It's about just recognizing your role in your own life.
Right. Especially in realizing that sometimes by focusing on things that we worry about or that we fear, we can actually bring them about.
Right.
If we're using our imaginations in a way where we're hoping this doesn't happen or have a certain fear of a situation, we can sometimes bring that about. So it's important to really keep our thoughts positive and focus on what we do want.
Well, and fear will push you away and keep you out of alignment so that what the universe is trying to hand you cannot come into your world right now because you're so focused on the fear. So
have you guys ever met somebody so positive that it blew you away?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We used to have this guy that did sports here, Gerald Perlman. We called him GP on the air. And he did our sports. And this guy was Mr. Positive. And he's like a really big personal trainer on the East Coast now. And he trains runners, and he's written a couple of books. But I mean, you stand next to this guy for like 5 or 10 minutes, and your whole outlook on life changes.
I mean,
unbelievable.
Well, it's great to be in a room with positive people because you start pulling that energy into your body.
It is.
And then
it's
you
contagious.
Start feeling. And if you notice the opposite, if you're in a room with someone that's negative,
absolutely.
How it works the
yes.
same.
You can feel that negative energy.
Exactly.
Definitely.
And then you walk out of the room feeling down yourself.
Yeah, and I purposely, you know, I've come to the conclusion that I'm getting too old for that. For the BS. Because
well, life's too short.
You know, I choose who I want to be with, and I want to be with people who I can feel the energy coming off of them, and it feels good.
Right.
And it is strong from the negative end of it, too. So I actively, you know, choose my company now.
Well, that's releasing
that's
what releasing what no longer serves you, releasing
Absolutely.
Things in your life that are not going to give you the
like
higher
it served
outcome
me at one
that you're
point,
looking for.
I thank it, bless it, and move on.
Right.
Yes.
So what actually is the secret?
What is the law of attraction?
Well, it's basically that you are attracting what is out there that you're focusing on the most. It can bring about the people, the circumstances, and events that you need in your life to make this thing happen, whether it's a certain career you want, a certain kind of person you want in your life, certain activities. The law of attraction is basically what the secret is, that what you do focus on is what you will attract. And it's no secret anymore. It's just something you really need to learn, especially if you've been used to having negative thoughts or mm-hmm. fearful thoughts. It's important to retrain yourself to start thinking about what you do want and putting a stop to these negative
thoughts.
Because
you realize that you're already doing it.
Well, and
it's just, are you doing it in the way that you want to?
Right.
Right.
And the thing about that this was a secret, you know, people back in history like Einstein and Lincoln and Plato and Martin Luther King, these people all knew about this energy and how to use it. But then during the Depression, it was pushed away, and corporate power wanted to keep that. They were afraid that if everybody knew about the law of attraction, that there wouldn't be enough to go around.
Right. They feared that there
was
a limited amount.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And that's why now we're rediscovering it. But it's always been there.
I think as a collective consciousness, the fear and the idea that there's not enough still dominates.
Oh, it
but
still
on
does.
An individual basis, more and more people. This is spreading. It's
well, that's sort of the basis of greed, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
That everybody believes
that there's not enough.
And I got to get mine.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that is the ultimate
is
wrong
enough.
Thought.
We all work within one infinite power. We all have that, and it's abundant power.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely
and there certainly is enough to go around. Everybody does not want
enough.
The same thing.
Well,
we don't all want the same person or the same job or the same lifestyle.
Right.
We all want different things, and everybody should be entitled to
and
it.
And even if you want the same job or the same lifestyle, you don't necessarily want the same exact job or lifestyle. You know what
I mean? Right.
Right.
I mean, there's more than enough to go around.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
I mean, there's enough radio stations in America, believe me.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
And something interesting that I have become aware of is that we have a lot of poverty and starvation in our world. And something really struck me that I read once. Actually, it was in Conversations with God, that if the entire world wanted to, we could feed every person in the world.
Oh, yes.
We could turn it around today.
Yep.
And that
starts with you.
Absolutely.
A farmer told me one time, a really famous farmer told me one time, that it's not a production problem, it's a distribution problem.
Right, and that's what I've heard is a problem in Africa right now. It's a distribution problem.
Yeah.
And I was just listening on the way here, and they were talking about the live Earth concert, and there was an article in I think it's allafrica.com, and they were saying that they were talking about that very thing. That the environmental stuff is great, but this won't work in Africa because these are our problems. And they got into starvation and why. And it was all about distribution. It wasn't about, you know,
but what you need. It's funny because what you just said is, I think, a pretty good example of the energy thing, the concept.
Absolutely.
Of Live Aid.
Yeah.
And trying to put forth a positive energy of it doesn't, you know, the cause is good, but what I was impressed with most was the effort around the cause,
mm-hmm.
you
right.
know, the positive mm-hmm. energy around
spreading
the cause.
Spreading it, right,
yeah.
You know.
Well, our thoughts become energy, and they then manifest physical things in the world.
Yeah, and I think people have it backwards. They think they need to have something to be something. If I have enough money, I will be happy.
Right.
Yeah, and what they don't realize is that you can test yourself in small ways. If you concentrate on a certain song long enough, chances are you're going to walk into a store or a mall somewhere and you're going to hear that
song
because it's been on your mind. And that's
right.
A good way to test it out for yourself to see
right.
if it really works.
Well, I play a little game when the phone rings. I think of who I think that is on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time I'm right.
Yeah, me too.
You know, and you can play these little games with
yeah,
yourself just to test.
Yeah, but
you
got to turn off the call
yes.
ID.
No, I don't look
that
at the
would be cheating. Also, if there's a certain person who's on your mind, maybe somebody you haven't seen in years, and all of a sudden you're thinking about this person, you may find yourself walking down the street and run
right.
into that person. I've had
mm-hmm.
that happen to me before.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Because my focus was on that person and those past events.
Right. Because you attract those things into your life and what you're thinking about.
And it's
right.
nothing magical or voodoo.
Well,
it's
it is
really
magic.
It's magic in
it
the sense
like
that
magic.
It's energy, but if you actually look at your minute behaviors that lead you to that outcome as well, you know. So I mean, you can I chose to walk down this street today. I chose
right.
to, you know, do this and that, and you can actually see in a lot of cases that your behavior was changed because of your focus.
Right.
So.
But I don't want to be pushing the fact that you can just think and say, I want, because that's not the case.
Because then you can want.
Right. Because when you want something and you think about wanting something, you actually stop it from manifesting because the thought of wanting is just wanting, right?
Right.
So you're not going to attract it to appear. The way to make it to appear is to feel yourself having it.
Right.
And
you have to have that
thanking
feeling.
The universe ahead of time.
Absolutely.
For giving that to you. And then you'll get it fast. It will appear faster.
Yes. If there's something that you really give a lot of passion to, whether it's something you fear, you're constantly focusing on, oh, I'm so afraid I'm going to lose this job or that it's not going to work out, you're giving that situation feeling and passion and helping
mm-hmm.
to bring it about.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's better to have the passion for something you do want and say, I would be so excited if I, for example, for me, landed a certain acting role, I would be
absolutely.
So excited about it. It really does.
Instead of,
right.
oh,
put the feeling
I feel that I won't, you know, I'm afraid I won't get it. Then
right.
You're focusing on
right. You're
fear.
Letting those negative
yeah.
thoughts get
yep.
in the way.
Because you get exactly what you're feeling. And if you want to call in and talk to us.
Yeah, join the conversation. We invite you.
Tell us about your secret experience. 831-479-1080.
And we'll be back after this short break.
All right. If you want to participate in the program, give us a telephone call at 831-479-1080.
Hi, Hi, it's me again. You know, Youngevity has everything you need to keep your energy level high and your mood positive. And we all need that. To start with, get your 90 essential nutrients for a solid foundation. For a great start to the day or a fantastic snack anytime, try a Nature's Way shake, chocolate or vanilla. High protein, no sugar, tastes wonderful. Keeps you full and your blood sugar stable until lunch. No sugar cravings. Another tip, put Rebound FX in your water bottle to sip on all day. Essential vitamins and minerals, electrolytes, the nutrients from green tea, gets you through a workout or a work day without that energy crash. And finally, remember your essential fatty acids, Youngevity's Ultimate EFA and EFA Plus. Not only essential for your health, but an absolute must for a stable and positive mood. Call me, Sophie Winnick, at 335-3216. Email me at tastyvitamins@yahoo.com. You can also check out vitamingoddess.com. Take care.
There's a new show on the radio on Wednesdays, and it's got all the dogs and cats talking. It's Dr. Pete's Pet Furry, where pet owners can call in to talk about anything related to their furry or feathered friends. If you've got a question about medicine, food, or behavior, give us a call. Do you know about dog agility events? How about canine water rescue competitions? Talk with the vet and find out about the latest designer cat or dog breeds. Join me, Dr. Pete Kiesling, on Wednesday evenings at 6, right here on 1080 KSCO.
Hi, Dale here from Jungle Plant. I thought it was time for you all to hear about the great interior plant service we provide.
This is Ashley, Marketing Director at the Best Western Seacliff Inn. We love providing a relaxing atmosphere for our guests, and Dale at Jungle Plant helps us do that. Her orchid arrangement gives our lobby a touch of elegance, and we can count on her expertise to provide the right plants for our restaurant. Give her service a try.
Visit us at jungleplant.com for all your interior plant needs.
And we're back talking about The Secret. And so I wanted to say the universe will rearrange itself accordingly to whatever you're thinking. So, and I did this when I first started my business is, you know, you have this faith and hope that it's all going to work and I would get clients. And then one day something would happen and you start to feel down and bad. Well, mm-hmm. The universe rearranges itself and then that clientele goes away.
Yeah.
So, people that give up too easily or that lose their faith. And then they go, well, it didn't work anyway, see?
It didn't.
Because you brought it on yourself.
The universe, in my view, is a big Xerox machine.
Right.
It gives you what you already believe.
Right.
You have. And when you say, I want something, you're saying, yes, the universe will say, yes, you want for money.
Right. But do you feel it? You need to be able to feel it and say, I can feel myself having this money.
Even if it's not there right now. You could say, I am so thankful that I know this is going to be solved for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That is something we need. The only prayer we need to be doing every day is a prayer of gratitude.
Gratitude, right.
That is
exactly.
So true.
Because we've created things exactly the way we want them.
Yes.
Exactly the way we believe, and we can change it.
A good idea, too, is to make a gratitude list every day, if
Absolutely.
Not on paper, but in your mind every morning. If you wake up not feeling that happy, think about all the things you have to appreciate. Maybe the place you live in, the husband you have, the pet you have.
Absolutely.
There are so many things to be
just
thankful
getting
for,
up in the morning
for them.
Is thankful.
Yeah, just
you
waking
know,
up.
Beats the alternative.
Yeah. You know, I mean, just getting up, that's one thing to be thankful for.
I count myself as rich in wealth and money and family because I think of people around the world, it's like, oh, come on. I have nothing to complain about.
Hey, Sophie, yeah. I think we have a caller.
Oh, yay.
Robert in Santa Cruz. You're on KSCO.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, ladies. How's it going?
We're doing great. Thanks for calling in.
So the secret thing, I've been having some issues in my life, some personal issues.
Okay.
And I spoke with my mom, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and she goes, oh, I'm reading this book. This great book is called The Secret.
Uh-huh.
I'll buy a copy, and I'll send it out to you.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And I got that last week, and she had picked certain pages for me to read that were kind of directly related as to what was going on in my life at the time.
Uh-huh.
And then I Discover Magazine, and this week's Discover Magazine, there's an article about The Secret.
Yep.
Oh.
Did anyone see that article?
No, I didn't. What was their view of that?
Well, it was some scientist who basically had said that The Secret is no secret.
Yeah.
that it's been around for a long time.
It has been.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's been around since...
He played it down a little bit, stating, you know, that there are, I mean, the benefits that, you know, it's not like someone like Stephen Hawking, this great scientist who's paraplegic, can put a post-it note on his forehead,
right,
thinking good thoughts, and, you know, suddenly everything he wants or everything he needs, he's happy about it's going to happen.
Right, right.
That's the issue that I have with it. Trust me, I'm a positive person, or I like to be positive. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think negative for the most time. I just like to see both sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What's your take on that? I mean,
on the Stephen Hawking thing, I actually do have a very specific take on his situation. Stephen Hawking.
Example, I just used him as an example.
Yeah, it's very interesting that you brought that up.
Who's mentally challenged?
He was kind of flunking out until he manifested his disease, until he really became disabled. He will tell you himself that he did not go into his mind until his body didn't work. So you have to think about that. When you say, you know, he would get everything he needs, maybe he already has everything he needs. Maybe we're making a judgment that him being in a wheelchair and having to speak through a computer is bad. Maybe that's just a judgment.
Right, exactly.
You know, so I think he does pretty well.
It's not, by saying it's bad, it's not
sure.
a judgment. It's
sure.
actually an observation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in your life, wouldn't you think that your life is a lot easier because you are mobile and able to get around?
But that might be that might not be the path for him. His path,
right.
His path is different. Everyone has a different path.
Yeah.
As long as you know what your path is and you're on the right path.
I think at the moment Wilma Rudolph got polio when she was a child, nobody would have thought she would have become the fastest woman alive.
Right.
In the 200 meters.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
But, you know, her mother, you know, massaged her leg when she was a kid, and she got over the polio, and, you know, she ran with a very strange gait for many years, and the running mechanics guy said, "You're not running right to set a world record," and the Temple track coach finally just let her run, and she could outrun anybody else in that her distance for like 10 years.
She wow. probably had that belief, too, that she could run again.
Exactly.
She
oh, yeah,
did not
you have
believe
to have that
she had polio.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Her,
right.
her body followed what her thoughts were.
Yeah, sometimes I don't think that a disability or what we used to call a handicap is.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it's part of this is recognizing the power of judgment, what we are judging as being positive or negative.
Right. Right.
So how far along have you gotten in the book there, Robert?
I have not gotten very far, actually. I've read a couple of sections that my mom had suggested that I had read, mm-hmm. and then I had went
Let me
back
tell you, the farther you get in the book, the more
I
you get it.
I read a Discovery article,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking, man, I mean, I'm reading things in this book, the first few chapters. I'm like, okay, this is all kind of stuff that I know, you know, be positive. But then there are, to me, I just don't see the secret in the whole thing.
It's more than being positive. It's actually being thankful for everything that you have.
Making money off all of this, and it's not the people that are reading the book.
Well,
know?
Robert, I think the more you read, the farther you get into the book, the yeah. more you'll kind of get it, I think.
Yeah, keep reading
right.
it, Robert.
But
and
thanks for calling
thanks for the
in.
Call,
thanks
man.
For calling in.
All right, let's take a quick break here, and we'll be back with... another call. I think Mike in Santa Cruz wants to weigh in on the secret, so we'll talk to him if you hold through the break. You want to call in, 479-1080 is the telephone number on our program today, Radiance and Chocolate. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Thomas from Capitola Freight and Salvage, located at 1575 38th Avenue in Capitola, right behind Orchard Supply. We're open every day of the week from 10 to 5, and remember, when it rains, we'll pay the sales tax.
Ray.
Ray, do you come here often?
I've been here a few times, yes.
And what do you think of the selection? You're here looking at a lot of doors here.
Wonderful selection.
And even though they're not new, they're in good condition.
Yeah, they're in excellent condition and they have fair prices as well.
Did you know you could haggle?
I did.
Yeah. And have you?
I have in the past, yes.
Successfully?
I have, yes.
Good. And what would you say would be a good reason to come back here or for a customer who hasn't been here before?
Just wide selection of a lot of useful items.
Are you green in your construction?
I try to be whenever possible, yeah, certainly.
Lovely, thank you.
The phone number is 465-6990. That's Capitola Freight and Salvage and Marvin Gardens, 1575 38th Avenue, right behind Orchard Supply.
Hi, it's Sophie again. And I just tried Youngevity's Cocogevity, and oh boy, this stuff tastes like bittersweet chocolate syrup. This stuff is so good, you could put it on ice cream. Even better, make your own Nature's Way ice cream like I do, and put a ribbon of Cocogevity through it. And it's not just good for you, it's the best for you. It has pure cocogen extract, which has a higher level of antioxidants than any other food. You also get mangosteen, goji, and acai berry, foods that have such high levels of phytonutrients and antioxidants that they are prized all over the world for their health benefits. Cocogevity is so good, maybe it's too good. You'll be tempted to overdo it. Who would have thought? Chocolate as a supplement. What a beautiful world. For more information, I'm at 335-3216 or tastyvitamins at yahoo.com. Call or email me, and I'll send you my exclusive collection of recipes. Take care. And now we're back talking about the law of attraction, and we want to thank Robert for calling in. It looks like we have another caller.
We have another caller, Mike.
From Mike in Santa Cruz, if I push the right button there. Mike, you're on KSCO.
Hey, guys, hey. Maybe the world would be better off if we were all in wheelchairs. We can get into our minds, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it is one point of view. That's what I think about when I think about Stephen Hawking, is if he was still able-bodied, he wouldn't be in his mind.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe that's what he needed.
Do you have a question for us, Mike?
Well, yeah, and just a little background. I read the book, and I watched the DVD three or four times, frontwards and backwards, and
me too.
Took notes and everything. And, you know, regarding Neil Donald Walsh, you mentioned, one of you mentioned...
I followed him.
Yeah. What did you make of the part where he says the mistakes Hitler made did no harm or damage to those whose deaths he caused, their souls were... released from their earthly bondage like butterflies
emerging from a cocoon. That is probably the most controversial part of the book.
Hitler was created by you. He rose out of your collective consciousness. Hitler went to heaven for these reasons. Because there is no hell, providing the chance.
If there is no heaven, or heaven is all around us, like it says in the Bible.
Right.
No, the Bible doesn't say that.
Actually, it does say that. I quoted that last week in Luke. It says, Jesus said, you will not find the kingdom of God here or there. The kingdom of God is among you or within you.
Yeah, meaning himself and the Holy Spirit of God, not your pantheistic idea. But now how do you deal with this Hitler thing? You know,
It depends on your judgment on what death is, though. If death is no big deal, if death is good, if death is just if death is not bad, then it changes how you view a lot of events, all events that lead to death. What if death is not bad?
Yeah,
it's just a what if.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing for everything, because they also say that people that are murdered, that they're okay with this. They say okay to their attacker, and
they have that relationship with them ahead of time and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is the game I'm going to play with you in this reality.
And it's all to learn whatever lesson or to be on whatever path they had in this life.
All the Jews in those concentration camps should have played this little game with Hitler and said, okay, go ahead and do what you want. You know, starve us and torture us, you know, cut our you-know-whats off and then gas us and burn us, you know.
It's
horrifically,
it's definitely a really hard thing to talk about and to come to any conclusion, and I don't have any conclusion about it. Believe me, I don't know anything.
It's pretty horrific.
I think it's a hard part of the book to deal with.
Yeah, my conclusion is Walsh is a screwball, and he ought to shut up and go get in a wheelchair where he can get into his mind. The secret is Rosicrucianism. I agree with you that it's been around for centuries, and there is power there, and it works. Mm-hmm. But it depends on where you want to go and what you want to have working for you. And if we're talking about the biblical perspective, do you want to have God's blessings or do you want to have Satan's? Because that's what this,
Satan
comes from. No.
I firmly believe that.
Yeah,
I firmly
know you do.
Believe it.
Yeah, like we created Hitler also. That's what Walsh says, right? Hitler was created by you. He rose out of your collective consciousness.
Actually, no. I believe that from a historical perspective, that the concept of Satan was created by specifically men, actually. And that's nothing against men, because it was not a choice at that time, because we were a goddess society, and they needed to create something to defeat the goddess.
Well,
that's just a
historical
perspective.
These are your opinions.
Yeah, absolutely. My opinion.
Are you really that comfortable with Rosicrucianism? Because that was the religion of the Third Reich.
I am not comfortable with labeling myself as any religion, because I believe, and this is something my dad always told me, and my dad knows nothing about this stuff. He said, God created man created religion.
Right. Yeah, I didn't ask you to have a label of anything. I said, are you comfortable with Rosicrucianism? Because that's the religion of the Third Reich.
I'm not comfortable with any religion.
Well, that's what the secret is. It's a religion.
It's not a religion. It's the law of attraction. It's a philosophy.
They tell you in the beginning it comes out of the Egyptian Hermetic traditions. The Emerald Tablet is right there, and it tells you as above, so below. And it proceeds to flash the word subliminally at you, the word Rosicrucian, in between each chapter.
Well, I think it's using it as an example, showing where its origins came from, but it's basically not in
That's
line
right.
with any
the
certain
origin.
Religion.
No. Well, they're
I also believe
you.
It's in Christianity, too.
Yes, it does mention Christianity.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No,
if you should look at that mountain and say move, it will move.
Well, you simply don't understand biblical teaching, and that you would do well to spend more time with that than the secret. But you are delving into Rosicrucianism. They tell you, in between each chapter, slow it down frame by frame, and you'll see the word rose. That's easy to see. Mm-hmm. What you can't see is the rest of the words. Stop the frames when it says rose. And go forward with your pause button one frame at a time, and you'll see the word Rosicrucian. This is at least in the first 7 chapters. I'm not sure about the 8th chapter.
Maybe that's something you're creating in your reality.
What? No, this is on the DVD.
Okay.
And then the next frame, if you go one more frame, you'll see the lips of the next speaker in the O of the word Rosicrucian. They are telling you, they did this very deliberately, repeatedly for each chapter. They show you the lips and then the face in the very next frame of the next speaker as it goes from chapter to chapter. Okay. They are telling you that these are the words of Rosicrucians.
So what is the purpose of The Secret, the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, or The Conversations with God? What is it that you see as their purpose?
It's a big seduction away
from
the
truth. For what aim, though? To what aim?
I'm trying to tell you, so stop interrupting me. It's a seduction to take you away from the one true God that created the universe, the God of the Bible, the God of Genesis chapter 1.
Okay. I understand where you're coming from, and it's very valid. I completely understand why you would think that. So, But it's a very valid point of view.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of other books, though, on the same philosophy that don't mention that religion at all,
right.
Such as Living with Joy. If you read that book, you will see that a lot of the same principles are in that book, too, about the law of attraction, about attracting what you fear. A lot of the same philosophies are in there, just with different words.
I've been listening to the whole discussion about this, and what really strikes me as interesting is what we're talking about is the DVD, but when you change chapters in the book, there's no...
Right.
Of course.
And there are other publications that talk about the same thing. Sacred, yes.
Reverend. It's also spiritual
growth. There are so many publications that have the same philosophy, because it is the law of attraction, it is physics, and it is out there.
Yeah, I spent a couple of decades in all this stuff. I know it's out there. This is nothing new, even. They say, you even said that yourself.
Right.
Yeah,
and, I spent my 2 decades in that stuff before I knew anything about the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And once I knew what the Bible said, I said, this other stuff that you're into is a bunch of lies. And you're
going
to have
to face
that sooner
or
later.
Do you think the other religions, like Judaism, Islam, are they all lies too?
They embody serious lies, yeah. There's a lot of similarities in the areas of morals. But can you
justify your condemnation of those religions just based on your point of view?
My point of view doesn't make a bit of difference. It's the Bible. It's God's point of view that matters.
But what if you're reading the Quran?
Mm-hmm.
And you believe that that point of view is the most valid?
Well, I mean, then, you know what I'm saying? We have a lot of people in the world that do that. And their idea is that everybody in the world has to be Muslim or else you have three
points. Okay, but what about, I guess that's a bad example. Let's try what the Dalai Lama teaches, for example.
Is that any less valid
than Catholicism or Pentecostalism?
Yeah, which branch of Christianity? Because they all say the other ones are bad, too.
Yeah, that's always a good question.
Yeah.
That's a very important question because we have branches inside Christianity.
See, I think the big problem
these days is the dominionists.
I kind of think that whatever works for you is what's best, you know?
Exactly, and everybody has to follow their own path.
It's not. You got to follow God's path.
But the thing, we're getting kind of off topic because the topic is not religion today. The topic is the law of attraction and how it works.
It comes up with this material.
You guys are promoting a religion. You're espousing all the great glories, supposed glories of this religion you discover in The Secret. It's a religion. Rosicrucian
being
is an
conscious,
embodiment.
Being conscious, if being conscious is a religion, then I'll take it.
Then so be it.
Because I'd rather be conscious because every religion teaches, follow me, not yourself.
It works
Mike,
for me.
That's Mike, we got to go to a break.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Calling.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, so as you can see, that all discussion brings up discussion, which is cool. That's
and
what talk radio is.
We respect everybody's opinions.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
What talk
one
radio
thing
is
he kept
about.
Mentioning was the Bible, but what he doesn't realize is that the Bible was written by man and passed down through the centuries many times.
Right.
It was not written with a pen by God himself.
Right.
So
right.
That's other people's
it
opinions.
Wasn't?
Again.
And the one Bible, and the one book of
God
the Bible that was written
that
by a woman wasn't accepted.
I got to go to a break here.
All right. All right.
See, you started discussing before we got to the next section.
For grocery shopping, the way it used to be and the way it should be, shop family-owned and operated Shopper's Corner at Brant's of 40 and Soquel in Santa Cruz. Why? Meet the Shopper's Corner people who make the difference.
My name is Paul Bignasco. Shopper's Corner, I think, has always been known for their quality meat. The most important element, you know, after the freshness and the quality, and this is just as important, is the customer service. Through the years, I really believe that that's what keeps people coming back to Shopper's Corner. There's so many places people can go and shop, but our quality and our customer service, I mean, that's what we really try to promote, having a customer leave a happy customer so that they'll come back.
For meat, cheese, bread, produce, and the best selection of wine anywhere, shop Santa Cruz's oldest and friendliest family-run market. That's Shopper's Corner at Brant's of 40 and Soquel in Santa Cruz. It's the store with the wooden floor.
Hey, you guys, this is Sophie Winnick
and Melissa
Stone. Listen up, girls. Youngevity just came up with another great product that will make any woman's life easier. Guess what it is, Melissa?
Is it mineral makeup?
Yes. Not that greasy, pore-clogging stuff our mothers
really?
Use.
Really? Good,
ew, gross.
Good.
I have not worn makeup in so many years because of that. I can't stand it. But Youngevity's mineral makeup is all natural. It's just pure micronized minerals that go on like a cloud and make you look like an angel. Luminous,
that's awesome.
Even-toned, and glowing. And it even comes in all skin tones so you can find your perfect match. So you can complete your look with mineral blush and the Angel Face Mineral Setting Powder. Plus, it's all LS as a natural SPF 15.
Wow. Is that what you're looking to? Is that what you're wearing today?
I'm looking particularly lovely today.
Because you are looking lovely.
Anyway, leave it to Youngevity to help us look beautiful inside and out. So if you want to find out more about this product, call Melissa
at 831-335-8335. That's 831-335-8335.
And I'm going to smear it on my face in just a moment. Oh, boy. Nothing like live radio.
Isn't it awesome?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
All right, so let's get back on topic.
Yes.
So we're talking about The Secret today, and obviously it is a topic that generates quite a bit of discussion because
as it should.
Yeah, because it's somewhat esoteric if you're pointing that way. it could be as esoteric as you want it to be, actually, I think.
Well, that's the thing. Because it's your experience.
Right.
Well, and it's what you're creating.
Yeah.
I do want to point out that it is pretty much only in the developed world that we have the luxury of time to think about this stuff.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
You know, we aren't scrabbling for food and shelter like so many other people are. So I am great. I have a lot of gratitude for that.
Right. That's a good thing to be thankful for. Yeah.
Exactly. So
I have a question about the about this myself.
Okay.
You know, I was watching, I don't know, a television show, and I can't remember which one, but it was one of these talk show, chat show, that like they say in Britain. And it was somebody was interviewing this guy who had been like a stockbroker or he had some job like that, you know, a suit job. Mm-hmm. And he on the side made cakes for his friends when they had like weddings and stuff, and he made these very elaborate cakes for his friends, and it was how he unwound and how he, you know, got back to his center, you know, and all that, and it was by the zen of making these cakes, and as it turned out, he ended up giving up his stockbroker gig job and opening. He maxed his credit card out, and he built a little bakery, and he started making cakes for his friends, and his friends told their friends, and their friends told their friends, and, you know, it's a little sort of like the Gale's Bakery story, except it's on a grand scale, and the guy's now making, like, $8 billion a year.
Because when you do what you love, you put all your feeling and passion into it, and then that creates abundance.
Right.
Well, that's kind of what rather than asking, you know, for the for the secret to give you, you know, a lottery ticket that wins, why not give you something that where you
I think like that that's guy. Where people mistake it. They think it's just about asking for stuff.
Right.
You know,
and it's
I
not.
Just want a new car, but
it's creating your life.
I think this guy basically wanted
a path and following
it. Yeah, I think he just wanted to make himself happy is basically what it was. He was pretty good at, you know, manipulating stocks.
So do you think money had any part in that? Do you think I want to make a lot of money, so I'm going to start making cakes?
Initially, I think he wanted to sell enough cakes to pay the rent.
Right.
That's
what we all need to make a living. I don't think he was worried too much. You know what I mean?
He wanted to do what he enjoyed doing for a living.
He said, I don't need this anymore. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Well, see, that's when you follow the laws of attraction, that's what you get is you get peace. You end up doing what you want to do with your life, and you get the abundance coming back to you. And
that's
it makes you happy.
Everybody should be entitled to that.
Yeah.
Why should somebody spend years doing a job that they hate just to make money? Why not find the things that are important
it's
to
fear.
You, focus on them, and follow them, and let the money follow?
And also, the other side of that, not to get too personal here, but the other side of that is, you know, when you find a job you really like, if there's another path that might make you more money, but you really like the job you like,
mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we make the choice to stay in that job.
Right.
Right.
Because money is not everything.
Right. It's also important to be happy doing what you do every day.
You have to think about what do you want on your tombstone at the end of your life?
Exactly.
You know, if you're thinking about losing weight, this is what I always say to myself. It's like, do I want she was thin on my tombstone? Seriously. Or do you want money?
That's not going to matter.
Money?
None of that's going to matter.
None of it matters.
Yeah.
You can't take the money with you.
Might
when
as
you
well
go.
Live now and be happy.
Right.
And that does not mean me first. I need everything now. I can't wait. That's
well, it's
not
like that lady
means.
In Salinas that's recently been in the news. That's been, you know, for 40 years has been quietly, you know, collecting groceries and going down to the bad part of Salinas and handing out meals.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, and she just quietly did it for years until somebody noticed. You know, there's all these people going down there and getting fed every week, you know.
Right.
But that's she would great. Quietly collect groceries and, you know, what
that's
a cool
what
lady.
Those people
that's
like
making
exactly.
a real contribution, yeah.
That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, that's a wonderful
thing. Yeah, and what people don't realize, too, is you can attract good things for the world, too. World peace or attract good things for your loved ones by believing in them, helping to guide them. It's not all about just wanting good things for yourself, but wanting good things for everybody around you. And when you attract good things for yourself and you become a happier person, you spread the wealth, whether it's materially or through your thoughts and feelings and the way you treat people. You're spreading the happiness and the wealth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And creating abundance for others also draws that and creates that abundance for yourself, too.
It makes us a stronger world and a better world.
Yeah. And that's why marketing with people, you know, in my business, I try to help, you know, other people that are other massage therapists, other fitness instructors. I try to help them as I'm helping myself, because then that's creating abundance for them, and then it also brings it to myself.
Right. And even
and then your stronger community.
And even with money, like I was saying, either during the break or during the show, I can't remember. But when I hand someone something who needs it, you know, and it doesn't matter what it is. I've handed a guy a $100 bill before. It doesn't matter.
Very nice.
I don't care. I say to him or her, I have enough.
Yeah.
There is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? It's like, oh my God, I get so much more out of that than
a
the
lot
person
of people do have
than
enough
just money.
To do that. They just don't do it.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It's rare that I, you know, that happened once. The big money happened once. But sometimes it's a buck. Sometimes it's my pocket change.
But
it's,
you know,
like, do I need my cup of coffee, or does this gentleman need something to eat?
Right.
You know, there is enough.
Every year I go around and look for the, because they put it in different places every year. You really have to look to find it. You know, the Salvation Army Christmas tree gift thing for kids?
Right.
Yes.
I always give myself a gift, a Christmas gift every year by picking one of those things out. Last year, I bought a kid a skateboard.
Oh, the angel.
And I thought to myself, all this kid wants is a skateboard.
Yeah.
That's a small request.
We do.
It's a small request.
A small thing, you know?
To make, I mean, obviously, if there's a gift tag for this kid on a Christmas tree in a public place, his life hasn't been particularly grand up to that point. So,
a little bit can mean a lot.
A little bit can mean a lot. It might change his whole life, you know?
Yeah. It could give him some faith to bring better things into his life.
But, yeah, anyway, so I always look at it as not giving him a gift so much as giving myself one.
Right.
Because it makes me feel so good
when
I drop the skateboard off, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we've been doing that every year. That's part of our holiday thing. I have four children, and we try to pick angel cards for the ages of my children and the genders of my children if we can, and we involve them in it. And, yeah, it's actually a wonderful thing to do.
Scott in Boulder Creek has called in just before we end the program today. So, Scott, you're on KSCO.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, thank you very much. You know, are you familiar with the Book of Ruth in the Bible?
Yes.
Okay, a woman wrote it.
Oh, yay. I am
good
not a
her.
Biblical scholar by any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, and also I have evidence that you're also wrong about that God did write the Bible. I have proof. Okay?
Go for it.
It was mostly given through dreams. Okay?
Okay.
Human beings. Thousands of years ago, before scientists ever had a clue, the revelation was given from God that the earth was created in six days. Okay?
Right.
Six symbolic periods. The first being plasma, you know, when the universe was just a gaseous state.
Mm-hmm.
The second was when heavenly bodies were formed. And the third was the aqueous stage. After a spell of rainfall, the earth was an ocean planet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth day, dry land appeared through volcanic eruption.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the fifth day, the lower animals came into being. And on the sixth day, fish, fowl, mammals, and finally man, in that order. So this is thousands of years before scientists ever had a clue. They received the revelation that the earth was created in these six periods. So really, you know, there's no one who succeeded in this world who hasn't studied the Bible, the most ancient of all, and the most reliable of all ancient texts. There were 50 original copies compared to, I think, the Iliad, Homer's Iliad was like 5. So 50 was an enormous, and because of, you know, the amount of effort to handwrite it all. And other than that, you know, I have a friend who received, I don't know if, you know, the laws of attraction, it's really not a secret. You have give and take with good things you want, you think about, talk about, and you do, and that's what happens. You have you complain, you have give and take with bad things, and that's what's going to happen. It's just you determine your own destiny. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Exactly. Create your own reality.
Interesting points.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call.
God bless.
Didn't mean to cut him off there before.
He was blessing us, Billy.
Sorry about that, Scott. We got the message. But it is interesting though that we keep coming back to things about the Bible.
Right.
And there was that rabbinical thing in the 13th or 14th century where they threw out some books, you know. They decided whether which ones would be included in the final decision.
Oh, yes, and it was changed.
It was changed.
It was not the original copy.
It was only printed because the emperor said, okay, I'll buy it
Mary,
now.
There was a book of Mary. Mary Magdalene had a book that didn't get included.
Right. And as with any book, if it's passed down through different hands and edited, it's going to be rewritten.
Well, so it was edited by man. Depending on who, you could believe whoever you want by who wrote it, but it was edited by...
Well, you've played that game telephone, right, in school? Where you whisper in somebody's ear and then they whisper, and by the time you get, it's
and
totally
the translation
changed.
Is entirely
it's
different
totally
by the time
different
you get to the last person.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So there's always that.
Well, we're coming up on the end of our program today.
So, Judy, we want to thank you for coming down today.
Well, thank you.
Is there
so
a
nice
website you want
here.
To put out? For yourself or?
Well, if you'd like to take a look at some of my acting work or read about my projects, you can look me up on MySpace, which is Dancing Woman, or look me up under Judy Serta, and you'll see pictures and different projects I've worked on there.
Cool. Right.
And
thank you.
I had a chance to hear her voice today, so if you want her voice on a, on a project.
Sure, there we go. Thanks for coming down, Judy. And
thank you.
You can look at Sophie and I on MySpace as well, myspace.com/radianceandchocolate, and email us at sophieandmelissa@hotmail.com.
And do we have time for a little quote?
Yes,
do,
we do.
Do a quote from The Secret.
Yeah, this is actually from The Secret, and it is actually by Neil Donald Walsh. And what he writes at the very end of The Secret is, "There is no blackboard in the sky on which God has written your purpose, your mission in life. There's no blackboard in the sky that says, Neil Donald Walsh, handsome guy who lived in the first part of the 21st century who, ... And then there's a blank. And all I have to do to really understand what I'm doing here, why I'm here, is to find that blackboard and find out what God really has in mind for me. But the blackboard doesn't exist. So your purpose is what you say it is. Your mission is the mission you give yourself. Your life will be what you create it as, and no one will stand in judgment of it now or ever."
That's very true.
And with that, covering yourself in a bubble of white light, giving yourself protection, purple energy running up the midline of the body, giving yourself strength, and illuminating your heart chakra, the heart center and the center of the chest, with green energy. Green energy is healing energy. Send that healing energy out into the world. We are one as we are held in the divine. Namaste.
Namaste.
All right, stay tuned for Nick Belayat. She's coming up next. And before Nick, of course, we'll check in with the Fox News guys, find out what's going on around the world. This is Radiance and Chocolate. I don't know who's here tomorrow. I think it's Roy Masters, but I'm not sure. So we'll have to check that out. But in any case, I'm Bill Graff. Thanks for listening. Stick around for Fox News on KSCO Santa Cruz. It's coming up in just a couple of minutes here. This is AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's 1 o'clock.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Brady. Stormy time at the National Hurricane Center. Fox News Radio's Lisa Carton here live with breaking news.
Big changes at the top. The new National Hurricane Center director, Bill Proenza, is out. There had been infighting in the last few weeks, but staff who wanted him to step aside claim he rebuffed numerous attempts at resolving issues internally. Dr. Ed Rappaport has been named the acting director. It's unclear if Proenza voluntarily stepped aside. He's still an employee of NOAA. Lisa.
If you are 60.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Because global warming is a myth and Al Gore is making political points to influence the forthcoming national election, I believe it's timely to do an encore of my commentary, broadcast last July 28, 2006. The liberals and other gullibles are all accepting this nonsense, and isn't it fascinating how a non-truth repeated often enough becomes believable? Shades of World War II, when Hitler floated outrageous lies repeated so often that most people came to believe them. And here it is. About the recent commentary on global warming, there were no definitive answers, only my pragmatic suggestion that we should clean up our world environment no matter what. There were a number of very knowledgeable gentlemen listeners, all scientists, who all responded to me and who, based on their extensive research, agreed that global warming does not exist. At least one believes it's a political myth fostered by the Democrats. His following letter is fascinating for its comprehensive coverage on the issue. So having the author's permission to read it on KSCO, here it is. I've added more relevant issues to this letter. Hi, Kay. I had a chance to meet you at the veterans' meeting on Flag Day. I am a Hungarian plumber, electrician, international tour guide. I speak six languages, and I am an inventor, etc., and a solid listener to Rush. About global warming, the pro-Kyoto agreements supported by the Euro-commies and international liberals was never ratified by the Congress during Clinton's time. It was voted down 100-0, yet the liberal media keeps on bugging Bush for not signing it. He had nothing to do with it. But the massive liberal brainwashing machine never mentions this vital information. Clinton and Gore had a major defeat on this potential economic suicide. The European Union commies wanted to reduce our economy using this insane Kyoto Agreement to close down hundreds of factories so their European Union economy could be more competitive with ours. They are using the global warming scare tactics as a disguised economic attack against the U.S. Bush would not sign it because the world's worst polluters, China and India, were exempt from cleaning up their pollution. See what a conniving joke this is? And now Al Gore is getting a Peace Prize for his documentary called An Inconvenient Truth, which more honestly should be called A Convenient Lie. Remember, the Chinese, Indian, or Mexican smoke is okay for the liberals. Only the capitalist smoke bothers them. They just can't stand the fact that we can live better than the socialist masses. My old friend for over 25 years from Belgium doesn't talk to me anymore since he found out that I voted for Mr. Bush. I'm sad that the basic liberal hateful poisons lost me my friend. What really affects our climate is the sun, the volcanoes, and all natural forces. The ozone hole has disappeared by itself. There are periods of sunspot activities, and we had several ice ages, and all the snow and ice had melted away before the first Ford assembly line got into operation, or before the tree huggers got their worthless diplomas from Berkeley. Your AM show and Rush have more valuable information than I can get elsewhere. So stay in good health, Kay, and I'll keep on listening. Signed, Zoltan Egarisi. And thank you and kudos to you, Zoltan, for your astute and honest clarifications. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.
Your KSCO Central Coast weather. Sunny inland, partial clearing at the coast, Highs in the 60s to mid-70s. Southerly winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. 61 degrees at KSCO. Highway Patrol reporting a traffic hazard. Northbound U.S. 101 at Tennant Avenue and 18 Weaver hauling hay. The hay looks like it may fall off at any time. Also a traffic hazard. Central Avenue just east of County Road 16 in the King City area. A small vehicle with flashers on. It's 6 minutes now past 1 o'clock this Monday afternoon, the 9th of July. Time now for the Noon Balloon with Dick Belyach. Have one with Nick on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
Expressed on the following live radio show are not necessarily those of KSEO, staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree,